This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, December 3. Holes in the Darkness. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 1. And God said, "Let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years, and let them be lights in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. For several summers, our family spent time near a lake where we would lie on the dock at night, watching for shooting stars. We would point and laugh with excitement when we saw one. In between those flashes of light, we would grow quiet looking at all the stars that filled the sky. We recognized a few of them, but we had never seen most of those stars before. In our reading from Genesis 1 today, the sun and moon get most of the attention. But we are told that God also made the stars. It's as if God poked trillions of little holes in the backdrop of the night sky. Even on the darkest nights, when the moon is nowhere in sight, the stars remind us that God's light is still present. The darkness will not overcome God's light. Admittedly, I long for God's actions in my life to be as bright as the sun, as clear as a full moon, or as awe-inspiring as a shooting star. But I often overlook God's faithful presence in the background. The stars remind us that God is always there. This can also remind us that Jesus entered the world on an otherwise ordinary night, and that God even used a star to announce his birth. Amazing. There's hope in the darkness because God also made the stars. Pray with me. Thank you for creating stars, Lord God. We need their constant reminder that you are still at work, even on the darkest of nights. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.